Aurora Mayor Tom Maracas called for York Regional Council to be slashed from 22 members to just 9, with only each municipality's mayor having a seat at the table. Maracas said the province should conduct a governance review of Regional Council to help create a streamlined decision-making body. During a speech at the Aurora Chamber of Commerce's annual Mayor's Luncheon February 19, mayors like me already represent their entire municipalities and have broad mandates to make decisions for all voters, he said. Streamlining governance at the regional level would eliminate unnecessary delays, improve service delivery, and potentially save taxpayer money. Currently, the council has 22 members, with larger municipalities like Vaughan and Markham having 5 representatives each, while relatively smaller ones like Aurora and East Gwillimbury have 1 representative. Maracas said the move could help find efficiencies with government spending, pointing to recent snow plowing efforts as an example. Maracas said some roads were plowed by the region, while their sidewalks were plowed by the town. Maracas also said he was in favor of a York Regional Fire Service. A regional governance review could help identify and eliminate even more of these redundancies, he added. Tariffs. During wide-ranging remarks that recapped the past year and the one to come, Maracas said impending U.S. tariffs represented a looming economic crisis. If the U.S. does go through with blanket tariffs, government support in Canada needs to be swift, strategic, and substantial, not just to protect jobs, but to stabilize industries and safeguard our local economy from major disruption, he said. Maracas pointed to measures the town has taken, including endorsing a bylaw amendment to prioritize Canadian procurement, adding that he plans to convene a mayor's tariff task force in the coming weeks. Town Square. The mayor also touted new town recreation spaces, including the opening of John Abel Park, a new accessible playground in Town Park, and the opening of Town Square, which Maracas described as a 20-year project, finally come to fruition. I'm proud that despite the really significant labor shortages we saw during the pandemic, and a huge rise in construction costs, we kept the price of Town Square very close to our original budget, something many governments are struggling to do with major projects. A $51.9 million project was delivered at $59.7 million, said Maracas. He thanked Aurora's business community for backing the project with $5 million in fundraising, meaning the town had to cover an extra $2.7 million. Maracas added that the building is now valued at $76.7 million. Building downtown and housing. Maracas said Town Square is a big piece of the town's continued efforts toward downtown revitalization, adding the town has plans for mixed-use housing developments in its downtown, pointing to plans for a community permit planning system. A diverse housing stock isn't a nice thing to have, it is a necessity if we are to sustain our thriving community, he said. We need to continue to work to increase the availability of a variety of housing options. And with our limited greenfield space, we simply can't rely solely on detached single-family homes. On affordable housing, Maracas said governments would need to subsidize the building of affordable units, adding governments at all levels should look at repurposing government buildings for housing. We can't expect a for-profit private industry to solve the housing crisis, he said. It's up to us, as a community, to explore real solutions for supportive and affordable housing. Maracas was also critical of proposals to cut development cost charges, saying it was a mistaken belief that it will lower housing costs. The simple truth is that we can't build the infrastructure that supports new housing without stable, predictable funding, he said.